Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery here at republicbroadcasting.org. And it is the, the 8th day of August and the year of our Lord, 2022. Okay, that's just to remind the globalist that this is the new world order created by the operation of Christ Jesus on the entire cosmos and everything in it, establishing a new world where he is the king of it and over of it and the owner of it, and that he has made us fellow heirs to sit with him in the throne with God in the heavenly places. Right now, while we walk the earth. Now, we want to argue about whose kingdom this is, who owns the property here in the world. Do global bankers own the property? Or does Christ Jesus, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, does he own the property? Yes, he owns the property, and he operated on all of it through his death, resurrection, and ascension. And that is the new world. And I'm declaring now that I'm not eating bugs for the global bankarchy. I'm not eating insects. I'm not going to graze through the fields on my hands and knees. Not going to do that. Not going to take any shots to alter my the image of God within me. Not going to do any of that. Done with that. Jesus wouldn't need any shots. I don't need any shots. So here's the, I'm gonna declare we've got the race is on, and here's the race, and here's who's running in the race. The race is to establish, what is the purpose of the race? The purpose of the race is to establish who owns the kingdom and how is the kingdom to be operated while the king is away. And who are the players? Who are in the contest? Who's running the race? Okay, there's three groups running the race. There's dissolved, unlawful, tyrannical government that we have right now in D.C. and most of the capitals throughout the states. These governments are dissolved by alteration of their constitutional provisions, by law, without amendment. That's how they've all become dissolved, and they're all trying to stay in power. None of them are exercising authority to maintain liberty and to protect the property of the people. They're instituting tyranny and a defense so they can stay in power over the people. That's called tyranny, exercise of power without authority. That's one group. Now, the other group is the globalist. That's the bankarchy. You know, it's not even a bankocracy, because a bankocracy would be where all the banks are get together, and they all have a say in the governing themselves and their assets. Well, it's worse than a bankocracy. We have a bankarchy. It's just a few banks. It's a few bankers, a handful of bankers that are running the world right now, running it. And they're trying to convince the people that they have some kind of authority and grand and fantastic knowledge through their bank of experts and scientists to tell us what we need to do at all times and make us conform to their will for our protection. It's a mafia. That's what the mafia does, right? You do what we tell you, and we protect you. In our great and fantastic umbrella of protection, our knowledge, our great knowledge. Well, okay, that's one. That's the other player. Guess who the last player is? There's three groups running the race. The next one is the people themselves. Yeah, you and me. That's the next group. Now, we should be able to make lawful government. And we should be the ones that consent to it. If it's going to be over us, we have the right to consent or not consent. No, I don't want to do that. We ain't doing that. Okay, and that's what we ought to be saying to both of these other runners. No, we ain't doing that. But in order to do that, you have to have your own government. You have to be able to tell them this is what lawful government is, and that stuff you're talking about is unlawful tyranny, and we're not going to do it. So, and I still think there are good people here and there sprinkled through our government, our dissolved government, and I don't mind if they run the race and try to reinstitute, or which they can't do actually lawfully, but who's to argue if by some strange phenomenon they developed a way to protect our property the way it should be in a lawful government, and they did it from the ashes and from a position of no authority, but just did it anyway. I would say, I'm not going to argue with that. You're going to protect my property correctly. I'll go along with it. I'll consent to it. And I'll start it all over again with you. But until you show me that you're conformed to the principles of property that regulate every aspect of lawful government for the protection of the property of everybody, consisting of their life, liberty, and possessions, I'd say, yeah, let's do that. I'm willing to do it. I'm with you. Now, the other group, I don't see how they're going to make it, because they're not even remotely interested in protecting our property. We are nothing but assets and slaves and slabs of meat to be processed to the global bankers. They just want to stay in power and move this thing. What they want to do is convince the people that their ideas are so wonderful that they consent to them. Well, they're not wonderful at all. I'm going to tell you, eating bugs and insects for our survival, when they own the silver and the gold and all the precious metals and all the property, and they do everything, and they make us pay rent for everything, and we grovel around and we take shots and we fight their wars they create and mix up and pretend and all of that stuff, I don't want to do any of that. Now they're trying, and they're convincing poor, young, ignorant people that their ideas are something special. Well, I don't. Anybody that really learns anything about lawful government from reading the greats throughout history, John Locke, Samuel Rutherford, Frederick Bastiat, and even our own founders, Samuel Adams, and John Adams and Thomas Jefferson. You read these people, you're going to learn that what the globalists are handing us and praising and telling us we're not going to own any property and we're going to eat bugs like we're in prison, and we're going to love it. and we're going to take all their shots. I'm going to tell you, I'm surprised. You know, if the population had a lick of sense, those guys wouldn't be safe anywhere they went. They couldn't get on an airplane without worrying about being thrown off in midair, or thrown off a ship anywhere they're floating around in, or to eat dinner in any restaurant in the world. These people are maniacal, and they have demonic ideas. They should fear mankind and the light everywhere they go. And they may do that already. They don't look very happy, especially this Klaus Schwab guy. This guy's one of the most unhappy, disturbed-looking men I've ever seen in my life. Would you buy a car from that guy? I mean, that's something else, man. I mean, that guy needs to work on his personality. You know what I mean? Anyway, I think we were supposed to hear from Mark Anderson. He called me right before the show and said he was going to come on. He was going to call in, and he had an important announcement. I'd like to hear what that is. And so, Mark, if you're out there, go ahead and call in. I want to hear about it, and so do the folks. But now, another thing that's really bugging me. Oh, let me finish my statement, though, too. We, the people themselves, should also get together in groups and study and figure out what it is that we want for a lawful government. And we could take the last constitution we had and the U.S. Constitution, some of our state constitution. We ought to all look at those, kind of use them as a model, or the kind of things that have been done in the past, see where they were weak, see where they were totally inadequate, but find out also and point out where they had real strengths and power in them. And we should come up with a new one. And also, the people should know John Locke, so you really know the fundamentals of properties, the basic elements, and why it is that the sole purpose of government is the protection of property. Nothing else. It's not to control the climate. That's on a hot issue these days, climate change. That's absurd. That's totally absurd. We have a little heat wave here down here in the South. I've lived in the South here in Texas all my life, basically. This is no new thing. Well, just this last winter, we had snow in Seguin, Texas. I mean, snow in Seguin. I came here in 84? We had 12 inches of snow in Seguin. I mean, the weather just does stuff from time to time. You don't freak out. The sky is falling. You're chicken little. The globalists are chicken littles. Little something go wrong, get a little too cold for you, get a little too hot, all freak out. What a bunch of boneheads. That's not how the world ends. You know, the world doesn't end as a climate catastrophe. It ends as Christ Jesus, the King, coming back and destroying all evil with the brightness of his coming. Now you don't want to be outside the kingdom when Jesus gets back. I don't care if you're a trench digger and have no money, or whether you're the most wealthy man on earth. Do not be outside the kingdom on the return of Christ Jesus. And what's the biggest thing and first thing you ought to do to win against satanic globalism? You should get in the kingdom. Make sure you get in the kingdom. What a fantastic thing to sit down in the heavenly places with Christ Jesus in the throne with his Father. Can you imagine what if a third of the, even a tenth of the population could actually do that? Whoa. Now we're talking some power. Well, we got Mark on the phone now, and I want to hear what he's got to say. Hey, Mark. How you doing?
Hey, Ron. Am I coming through okay?
Yes, very good. Thank you.
Yeah, you may have announced I'm on a bit of a hiatus due to a heavy workload on Stop the Presses throughout most or all of August. And I'm just reiterating that very briefly.
Good.
And there's an important announcement, though. I'm working on a story that'll soon come out in American Free Press. Wyatt Watson, who helps protect the border in an employment sense, working for a firm that it's a private firm that helps protect ranch lands that happen to be right on the southern border.
Yes.
And he's doing that job from his perch where he can see the border. And his job is to prevent illegal aliens from entering that private ranch land along the border. And sure. He has teamed up with a whole bunch of Texas patriots, and they have created a documentary that is almost done. It's 30 minutes, and this is the first installment. They hope to make more. It's called Intentional Invasion, and I got a sneak peek at it yesterday.
Is it good?
It's quite good, yes. It is not the kind of thing that those such as Greg Abbott, the Texas governor, would want too many people to hear, given the fact that he's seeking a third term.
Yes.
It plays no favorites. There's no, oh, the Republicans have our back and this is a Dem problem. Oh, no. This looks at the whole thing very objectively. And as I speak, people listening now live and on the archive can go to the following places to watch this. One is the Texas Border Patriot Facebook group page. There's another called the Texas Two-Step Facebook group page. And also on Rumble, and unless they take it down, it's on YouTube now. And to find it on Rumble and or YouTube, type in the words intentional invasion. And also, there's a website for the Texas Independence Project, which partnered with the filmmaker to do this documentary. And that website is www.x like Xerox, A like Apple, S like Sam, I like Indigo, P like Paul, .org. So that's
wow. X-A-F-I-P. X-A-F-I-P. No, X-A-S-I-P. X-A-S-I-P. That's like X, as soon as possible, or something like A-S-I-P.
Yeah,
okay.
X like Xerox, A-S like Sam, I-P like Paul, .org.
Okay.
That's the Texas Independence Project. And those are some of the best places. There's another one called Texas Lives Matter, but on Matter, the M and the A are uppercase. So you put Texas Lives and then Matter, capital M, capital A, then regular T-T-E-R. That's also a Facebook group page, and that they may have a website, but at any rate,
can I just have one? Which would be the very best one to go to see this thing?
Well, I would try the website first because...
And which is the website? Is that the X-A-I-S-I-P .org?
X-A-S-I-P .org.
X-A-S-I-P .org. That's where we want to go.
I would start there because that outlines the Texas Independence Project, which helped create this. But the Texas Border Patriot Facebook group page would work.
We got to take a break here in just a few seconds, Mark. So can you hang with us till after we get back?
Yeah, till the bottom of the hour. Then I got to go.
Okay. All right. Thanks a bunch. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Security for them, but not for us. I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. House lawmakers are being offered up to $10,000 to beef up their home security systems amid increasing threats of violence. They can also get up to $150 a month to pay for the system service. To summarize, lawmakers who each earn $174,000 a year and each have a $1.3 million expense account will get more for security because of threats. Meanwhile, out in the real world, crime rates are skyrocketing across the country. 145 law enforcement have been killed in the line of duty so far this year. The average police salary is less than one-third a member of the House, and I'd rather see that $5 million go to protecting law enforcement so that they're around to protect me when I need them. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pashem. Parabellum.
Okay. All right. Welcome back to Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery. And I have Mark on the phone, and he was telling us about a Texas Independent project, gave us the website to get to it, and it's about a border documentary that's about 30 minutes long, is really good. Anything else you want to say about that, Mark?
People are going to want to watch this very much because the movie, the documentary, is intended to be one of more of them. But what's in this one alone, one of the main themes is that every state is now a border state because it outlines in a much more realistic fashion than you'll ever hear from any mass media cartel outlet, the infiltration by the cartels and their associates just rippling through the United States to points north, south, or north and east and west, rather. It's not like they just infiltrate those states that are closest to the border. That's why this documentary concludes, again, every state is now a border state, and no American can safely assume that only border states are affected by an ever-growing network of organized crime rippling through the U.S., resulting in, as this documentary shows, home invasions, rape, grand theft auto, dangerous high-speed chases, gun running, drug running, you know, and that's fentanyl, some of the more dangerous drugs. But here's the real kicker. Here's really why you need to see this documentary and tell others about it. And I will try and get a copy soon. the post on RBN's website. I'll work on that over the next 48 hours, and I'll let you know on Thursday. But
Okay. Here's
the thing. The cartels are able to hire teenagers in the United States and give them phones and phone apps with which they can communicate with these Texas teens to have the Texas teens do some of their scouting and work for them. Well, guess what some of these Texas teens are enabled to do with these phone apps? Get firearms.
Really?
Now put that in the context of Uvalde and Salvador Ramos and think about that.
Uh-huh. And get nice ones. That might explain why he could get over $4,000 worth of firearms in a week while he's working at a burger place and be driving a nice car, too, a nice truck. All that stuff doesn't make sense for a guy that's, you know, slamming burgers around.
They claimed it was his family's truck, and I don't recall if they said if it was his grandma's truck. I don't know many grandmas that drive a heavy-duty F-150 is unheard of, but I wouldn't say it's real numerous. But long story short, the implication of these teens getting these phone apps from cartel operatives that enable the teens to get used and as well as new firearms, but not just firearms, other things that might be needed, does at least indirectly imply that the Uvalde school alleged shooter, Salvador Ramos, may very well have been either a Mexican national who was here illegally, or even if he was here legally, he was on the take. In other words, under the indentured servitude of some element of the cartels. And so if part of the story we're told about Uvalde is true, if there's some reality to it, and all these shootings, of course, are rather opaque, then this could have been some sort of interplay between the Border Patrol and the cartels, and Ramos got involved in it, which might explain the heavy Border Patrol involvement in Uvalde. Some of the kids' fathers were Border Patrol agents. What if, I'm just saying, this is conjecture, but what if some of those Border Patrol agents were on the hit list, or excuse my friends, the shit list of the cartels, and Ramos got somehow caught up in this as they were maybe going to carry out some sort of payback time against some of these Border Patrol agents who may have arrested some of their cartel buddies in the past.
Man, that is mind-bending material right there. I have not thought of any of that, but boy, does that ever connect some dots?
It does. And again, it's conjecture, but I want everybody to see this intentional invasion documentary that's winding up as we speak. They're putting the credits in. They're doing the final tweaks on it. And everybody watch it, listening live and on the archive. Make up your own mind and call back in to Ron and stop the presses when it resumes.
Yes.
I'm on hiatus right now, but we'll keep an eye on this one because this is really important.
Yeah, well, I thank you for reporting that and bringing that in. That is an amazing analysis of what could be going on, even though it is, like you say, conjecture at this point. It makes more sense than anything I've heard so far than just a goofball kid. I mean, that really, this makes much more sense to me. What you're telling me, I can envision that going on.
Exactly. It would explain, because some of the kids had parents who were in the Border Patrol, it might explain
Mark,
why some of those kids were targeted. Yeah.
Yeah. We got to go now. Do you want to come back?
I'll let you go. I'll call back on Thursday with an update on the status of the film.
Super, man. Thank you. Be right back, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
There's no combination of words I could put on the back of a postcard. No song that I could sing, but I can try for your heart. Our dreams, and they are made out of real things, like a shoebox of photographs with sepia tone loving. Love is the answer, at least for most of the questions in my heart, like why are we here and where do we go and knock on us so hard. It's not always easy and sometimes life can be deceiving. I'll tell you one thing, it's always better when we're together. It's always better when we're together. Yeah, we'll look at the stars and we're together.
That's right. Well, welcome back to Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery here at republicbroadcasting.org. And that was some very interesting news from Mark Anderson, and I can't wait to see this border documentary created by Texas Independent Project. And so I'm looking forward to seeing that, and I'm going to check out their website at xasip.org, if that hadn't been said enough times. Okay, well, we have a caller already. I'll take her. Kathleen from Texas, how are you doing?
Hey, Ron. I hope Mark will be okay, and I know that he had just mentioned his mother, you know, going to the doctor, so I hope she's going to be okay, too. Because in the meantime, I think it's great that you're going to be on every day.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, you
Kathy.
And Mark, you and Mark do such an excellent job. I try never to miss either one of you.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, Mark's a great newsman and really knows how to conduct interviews and obtain news and research things. He's very good at it, and it's really fun to work with him. I've always we've been working kind of together on various things for a pretty good while now. So
well, it's just you a great team, but you're both independently fabulous. And
thank you very much.
And I always enjoy very much your your scriptural involvement, and I had told you the other day that somebody had talked about, or two hosts had talked about, that the Jews were not did not kill Jesus.
Yeah, and, well, that's not. They need to read the New Testament.
Yeah, well, but anyway, so basically that it was more of a technicality thing.
Yes.
They didn't physically do it because they weren't allowed, only the Romans could execute somebody. But that was the procedure. And
yes.
So it was lying by omission, because obviously they did kill him.
Yes, well, one of the apostles said that very thing, that I think it was St. Paul, actually, that said he was talking to one of the churches and said that they were suffering under the same people that the church in Jerusalem was suffering under, who had also killed Jesus. And, he was referring to the Jews. So,
right. But in the gospel, I looked through all three, four gospels to find that spot, because you were talking about, you thought that there was a quote about the Sanhedrin, saying, may his blood be on us and our children.
That's right.
I only found it one spot in the Matthew, I think, 24.
Yes.
Matthew, I had it in front of me. But anyway, 27, I think, and verse 25, I think, and it was, but it said the people said, may his blood be on us and our children.
But they
hadn't mentioned the Sanhedrin or anything.
But the one that said it, I believe, was of the Sanhedrin. He must have been somebody, or nobody had been listening to him.
Anyway, that's the only place that I did find out, but at least I found it, and you had mentioned it to me, so I appreciated that. But, when you hear people... if you're debating something, and you omit the fact that Jesus would not have been in front of Pilate, who was a coward, but he wouldn't have been in front of him in that situation if it hadn't been for the scribes and Pharisees that had arrested Jesus and brought him. That was procedure. And so to say that they did not kill him is just some kind of a word game, because it's like taking someone to court in the court system here. You don't have the right to execute somebody, and so you go through the proper channels, but did you kill that person by bearing false witness and bringing them? Are you responsible? Years later, when somebody's exonerated, that person was guilty of lying, whether by omission or commission. And I wanted you to know that it took everything in me to call and you know, face the person, because I like to win, and I'm not that great a debater. But the thing is, I put aside my vanity, which was very hard, and I called, and you know, miraculously, God gave me good enough words to. The guy kept saying the same thing over and over again.
Sure.
But and then somebody called in, very supportive of the side that the Jews did kill Jesus, and so I felt. Now again, I'm proud. I felt really proud that I did, that I didn't let my vanity stop me from.
Yes. Well, anyway. I'd like to say too that I don't think we ought to lose sight of the what the real important thing here is. The main idea here is that Jesus knew all this was going to happen anyway. That's what he came here for. He knew he was going to be crucified and killed and buried and resurrected and ascended. He knew all that ahead of time. And that's what gave him the power to endure all that. He also said that he had the power, that God had given him the power to lay down his life and take it again. And that's what, and he knew that was going to be required of him. That was his purpose for coming. And even though, I mean, we'd be in a world of hurt had somebody not killed him, they crucified him, because,
so
you know,
we should thank the Jews.
Well,
no,
I don't know if we
mean.
Ought to do that, but no. I don't think they ought to claim any kind of righteousness for doing that. I mean, because, you know, look what happened to Judas. I mean, he betrayed him, and he later repented, but too late, and he couldn't absolve himself, so he ended up hanging himself, committing suicide.
Right.
And so, you know, we don't want to cut people slack. We don't want to be harming Jesus and that kind of thing. But on the other hand, we ought to focus on what the real deal is, and that is that we all have salvation through Christ now, and that goes for the Jews.
Right, people, I agree.
And
with that.
I hate to use this word loosely, the Jews. It's a very abused term, and of course,
right.
Those people that call themselves Jews and are not, and are liars, and those are anybody that denies Christ. So, those people that claim ascendancy or the descendancy from Abraham by blood alone, that makes them Jewish. They're liars, because that's not the way you become a Jew. You become a Jew by faith in Christ in the modern age. So these people are not Jews. They just claim to be a blood related to Abraham, and that may be, but that doesn't make them a Jew. So anyway.
Right, and
these people, we still ought to pray for them, that they be saved.
Absolutely. The only thing is that, now, if you tell me if I'm correct about this, or if you know, I know Chris Switzer, who has a show on Saturdays at 1 p.m. 1 p.m. to 3, great show. He always reads scriptural things and very pertinent documents about everything religious. And I've heard over the years, as I'm sure most people have, about this notorious Scofield Bible.
Yes.
And what I understood, and you tell me if this is correct, that that the Jews had the Scofield Bible commissioned and printed by the Oxford Press, which was very prestigious at the time, and so it gained in, and that was the turn of the 19th century, well, the 20th century, the late 1900s, and so that became the basis for the oxymoron Judeo-Christian, and for absolving the Jews from killing Jesus. So do you know if that is, I'll probably have to call Chris Switzer and verify.
I don't know that the deal with absolving the Jews from killing Jesus, that's an odd comment, because the situation we're in is that we're all sinners, and that so the Jews are not special in any way. They're not special in that they killed Jesus, and they're not special in that they are bloodline related to Abraham. There are no special people anymore with either special sins, exceptional greater sins than average, and nobody has any special privileges. There's no special privileges. There's no unanswered prayers of the ancients. All that's been answered in Christ. And the only thing there is left to do is simply come to Christ, die with him on the cross, be resurrected with him, and ascend with him to sit in the heavenly places while we yet walk the earth. That's the real deal. And what the problem with the people that call themselves Jews these days and reject Christ is that they're trying to build a kingdom themselves without Christ, without God. And it puts them at it puts them as enemies of mankind and God at the same time. They are under the wrath of God, and they are at war with all mankind. This is a terrible place to be, and we ought to pray for them to repent, get out from that, join us in the kingdom of heaven. We all go to the kingdom of heaven while we yet walk the earth through Christ Jesus. Now that's, and I believe that's why the church should be instrumental in creating lawful government on earth, because it's our kingdom. We own it. We're the heirs of the kingdom along with Christ. And this makes us the strongest people on earth. And why we are doing nothing is beyond me. I mean, it's like we never received the gospel, the good news. We never received salvation. We never received anything. It's like everything that Christ has done has been negated. I don't know why the church just stands for nothing anymore.
Well, Ron, are you familiar with Dr. Lorraine Day?
I've heard of her a number of times. I think I looked her up on the internet one time, but I never quite got what the thing was. And
okay, well, she has a Bible study every Monday night, and you can, it's a Zoom call. And anyway, it's drday.com, drday.com.
Okay. Yes, I have been there before. I'll look it up again, yes.
Yeah, and I have a landline, no internet, no TV, which I don't want, but I can access that Bible study on Monday nights, and it's just terrific. But I had heard her, Paul from California, who was on the Richard Carey show on Tuesdays now, he had heard her also in the 90s I heard her on Coast to Coast. I never listened to that. If it's about
aliens. can you real quickly, I have a couple of other callers I want to get to.
Oh,
Kathleen,
yes, I'll let you,
but could
oh,
you could I ask you one question? Maybe
sure.
You could answer it, maybe not, but I want to see. What is her main theme? What is it that you find so attractive?
Well, I had heard her interviewed by Coast to Coast, and it was in the 90s where she said, cancer doesn't scare me anymore. And her whole thing is that by doing God's will and obeying all of his statutes and everything, that you have perfect health. And then it's 2012, I heard her interviewed several times on the Deanna Spingola show on RBN. And mm-hmm. She came out with a book that is so good, and it's called Who Rewrote the Bible?
And I remember that. Okay.
It is tremendous, and she shows where the word Jews was never used until like the 500 A.D., and that has been inserted in the Bibles, that there's no such word in the Greek or Hebrew, and she shows in 800 pages, and it's fascinating. So anyway, I'll let you go so the other people can speak.
All right, Kathleen. Thank you very much. All right.
Thank you.
David from Massachusetts, we've got a few minutes, so I'll give you 2 or 3 minutes. What's up?
Yeah, hi, Ron. Ron, I was going to speak to you about something, but let me comment on Kathleen. She's also a fellow Texan, I guess, as yourself.
Yes,
I heard Kathleen's interchange with Michael Herzog last night, and of course I completely support Kathleen. And Michael Herzog is on tonight, and I may call in and ask Michael Herzog this question. See, his thesis is that it's the Romans that killed Jesus, not the Jews. So anyway,
what did you say?
Kathleen just got done. What one?
You said that he said who killed the Jews, who killed Jesus, not the Jews. Who was it?
The Romans.
Oh, the Romans. Okay, thank you. That's good.
Yeah. The Italians get the blame. The Romans.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. Okay.
They get not the Jews, the Italians, the Roman Italians. Get the blame. Yeah.
As if this is the real question in the world, is who really killed Jesus? I mean, that really is of almost no consequence. But go ahead. Yes.
Yeah. So, Kathleen. This would be a perfect question for you to ask Michael Herzog, but I'll ask him tonight if I get through. He's supposed to be on Tuesday night. Just ask Michael, who did Judas Iscariot betray Jesus to? And the scriptures are very clear that Judas Iscariot betrayed Judas into the hands of the Jews. Into the Jewish high priest and the Sanhedrin. Judas didn't betray Jesus into the Roman centurions or or Pontius Pilate or any of that garbage.
So, that's right.
And it's so ridiculous because early throughout the whole scriptures, the gospel, early on, the Jews were trying to trap Jesus in his words because they sought to kill him. The Jews sought to kill him for his whole ministry.
Well, it didn't stop there either. It didn't stop there either, David, because they tried to kill the apostles too. They tried to kill Paul and others. I mean, they persecuted the Christians. Absolutely.
Yeah, they were forbidden Peter, to cease and desist from preaching in that name, in the name of Jesus. I get angry at a guy like, I don't know if I'm supposed
tell.
To call, I guess I ought to mention it. I get very angry. I can't, you know, because Michael Herzog's a very smart man, and I just get very upset and frustrated that somebody can be that ignorant that they don't have that they don't have that straight in their mind. To let let the Jews completely off the hook and to blame the Italians, to blame the Romans, which, is sickening. You wonder whether somebody can be that ignorant of the scriptures and the gospel, or if they're really shilling for somebody, you know. But if Kathleen listens to Michael Herzog tonight, I'm going
to
ask Michael.
Well, I may have to listen to that so I can hear a few too, if both of you come on. Okay.
Yeah,
I'm going to keep my mouth shut. Okay.
And then. Well,
David,
you know,
can I let you go? I got one more caller I got to do real quick.
Okay. Well, the last thing I'll say, Ron, is if the fish, you talked about keeping your mouth shut. If the fish had kept his mouth shut, he wouldn't have gotten caught.
That's right. Good one. Okay. Thank you, David. All right. Pat from Fort Worth. You just got about a minute and a half, something like that. Sorry about that.
Okay, I wonder if she isn't upset because the other day you wanted to know the scripture that said there's no wall of demarcation or partition between the Jews and the Gentiles now because of Jesus. Ephesians.
Well, that's right. That's actually right. There's no partition between us. There's no difference between people that call themselves Jews and Christians. None. Or anybody else. There's no partition between any people and God. It's only in Christ that we all of us get together in the kingdom. Everybody.
Well, I was trying to look up the scripture that says that I've heard in the past people say that God has blinded their eyes. But when they look on him whom they have pierced, and they see the holes in the hands, they're going to repent.
They're going to repent when they see that?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's already passed. You still have to come to Christ through faith, not through some kind of a miraculous sign or something, you know. Anyway, yeah.
Well, you get more blessings if you don't have to have it proven to you. But maybe the 1,000 millennial, there are going to be people saved and it'll be them.
Well, I don't see that there's any special. See, again, everybody's wanting to create some kind of special condition for the Jews. There's no special condition. There's no special anything. There's no special people, no special conditions. We're all the same. There's no petition. This is the thing that's hard for everybody to get. This has to do with only one thing. Are you personally... have you experienced the death, resurrection, and ascension to sit down in the heavenly places with Christ Jesus? That's all there is to it. That's the same thing for everybody. And it has to be done now. You can't do it later. You can't do it after you die. You can't do it after he returns. When he returns, that's the end of the game, because that's when he destroys all evil with the brightness of his coming. It's too late for the Jews and everybody else at that point. But anyway, I think we've run out of time. We're fixing to real quick. Well, Pat, thanks for calling, and thanks, everybody, for chipping in. That was very good. And what an amazing story we heard from Mark. We can't wait to look at that and see what documentary holds. And, I had a great time. Thanks, everybody. And we'll see you tomorrow on Mark's show.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.